We want to thank you for your Holy Spirit. We want to thank you for your word. Lord, every opportunity that you give is a precious gift. I want to thank you for my life that you have given me even this time, this opportunity to speak your word to your children. And to those to whom it has been appointed, whose hearts have been prepared by you. Take control of my tongue. Let your voice be heard only, O Lord. Change our hearts and help us to serve you in this last hour. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share with you, or there is actually in my heart, regarding evangelism and soul winning. Evangelism is the heart of God. And if you are saved, you cannot remain silent. You cannot keep that anointing, that thing which you have received from the Lord, the light which has come within your spirit, and let alone just be stagnant and then after some time for that light to die off. I have seen in churches, even in our church which the Lord started in Sri Lanka, those people who are involved in evangelism, in soul winning, they are on fire. But others who came Sunday after Sunday, that will be in all churches, even here. But all what they would like is to receive, but not give. They wouldn't want to speak of the precious Lord, which has done so much of great deliverance in their life. So I want to talk to you, open my heart, and share with you the need of evangelism at this time. For you and I have been brought to this time in an hour like this. Not we were not born during the time of Moses or Abraham, or not during the time of Gideon and Samson and all these people, not even during the time where the early church had its mighty movement of evangelism. But you and I have been set, have been planned, chosen to live in these days. So, brothers and sisters, I want to share as the Holy Spirit leads me. And I know the hearts which have been already prepared by the Holy Spirit, you will receive the word. And those of you who had joined hand in hand with the Holy Spirit, you young people, you listen. Because this is your time. This is your time. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 4. God says here about the souls. We know that God created man in his own image and man became a living soul. And after sinning, that soul was plunged into deep darkness, received the nature of the devil, and it was separated from God. Now, even though the condition is that way, look at what God says in chapter 18, verse 4. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth shall die. It is the soul that sins. Sin attacked the soul first. Then the spirit was plunged. Death means separation. The soul that sins shall be separated from God.